Today we continue with lesson 100. We need to make a bit of a celebration. This is the 100th day that we've been studying Mishnayos, Maseches, Kelim together. We're deeper still into the 24th Perek today with Mishnayos number 13 and 14. Perek Chof Dalet Mishne Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet Mishne Yud Gimel. Shlosha Sedinin Hain. Again, the same structure as we had since the beginning of this perek, several days ago. There are three types of sheets. Ha'osui L'shchiva, there's a sheet which is designed for lying upon it, for sleeping on it. No, that, of course, is Tamei HaMidras. It's something which you lie upon. That's what it's designed for. It's therefore Mekabel Tumas Medras from Azav and Nida, Yoldas, Sarah, etc. Zova, Tamei HaMidras, Shel Sforim, here the meaning must be Sforim, books, imagine a Sefer Torah, so you have, I'm sorry, I skipped something. Also, we're back in Mishnah Yud Gimel, Shlosha Sadin and Hain, the first one is Ha'osu L'Shchiva, that's Tamei HaMidras, that's obvious. The second one is Levilon, a sad in a sheet which is used as a curtain, it hangs over a window or over a door. That is not designed for Shriva or for Yeshiva. So it's not Mekabel Tumas Medras, but Tomei Tomei Meis. It's Tomei Tomei Meis, and the Gemara Meseches Beyo, Daf Yudalad Amad Beis, tells us that the reason why it is Metame Tumas Meis, because it's usually a curtain, is part of a building, part of a house, and is not Mekabel Tumas. But or sometimes the servant is cold or whatever, and he wraps himself with the edge of the curtain around him. And because of that reason, the curtain is Mekabel Tumas Meis. It is considered a kli and not just a functional part of the house. And finally, there's a sadin, a sheet, Shel Tzuros, one which has paintings on it, pictures on it, designs on it, and this is hung from the wall for decorative purposes. So such a sheet is Tohar Miklum, it's not a kli, it's not a vessel, and it's certainly not made for sitting upon or lying upon, so it's completely Tohar. That was Mishnah Yud Gimel. Mishnah Yud Dalid, Shlosha Mitpochos Hein. There are three types of coverings. Towels, cloths, etc., which are used for various purposes. So, Shel Yodayim, there's a mitpachas which is used as a towel for one's hands. This is Tamei HaMidras, because such towels are sometimes used as sheets and spread upon a ground or upon a bed for someone to sleep upon. So they do have a halacha of a mishkov, and therefore the Metame Tumas Medras Hazov. Shel Sforin, however, those mitpachos which cover Sforim, scrolls, for example, imagine the mantle which you put upon the Sefer Torah. So that is, no one's going to sit on such a mantle, not because the Sefer Torah is holy. We could be talking here about secular books as well, but they have these covers upon them. So no one's going to sit upon them. It's not made for sitting, but Tamei or Tomei Meis, it is a kli. It serves a definite function. And therefore, it has the halacha of a vessel. Vishel Tachrich, various girsaos here. However, we'll follow the girsa which we have in most Mishnayos and the girsa of the Batanura, and that is Vishel Tachrich, if someone has a Tachrich Shel Meis, a shroud, so you have a mitpachas which is being used as a shroud for a dead person, or Vishel Nivle B'nei Levi, it's something which is used as a kind of a sack, a container in which to put the harps which the Leviim used in the Beis HaMikdash. They wanted to protect them. Some have the girsa, not that there's two items here, a tachrich, a shroud, and the wrappings of the Nivle B'nei Levi, but rather, Vishel Tachrich Nivle B'nei Levi. These are shrouds which shroud, not corpses, but they enshroud the harps of the B'nai Levi. These are Tohar Miklum. These are completely Tohar, not Mekabel Tumah. Why? The Tiferes Yisrael tells us an interesting reason. Because these wrappings are Osur Bahanoah, the shroud which is wrapped upon a dead body. You're not allowed to derive benefit from it. And similarly, the shrouds or the cloths which were used to enwrap the harps of the Levium were also Aser Bahanor. They were used for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, since they're Aser Bahanor, they're not considered Klei Tashmish, they're not considered Kelim with any function, any normal function, and therefore they are completely Tohor. So we have finished Mishnayos Yud Gimel and Yud Daled, and the process completed lesson number 100.